This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And freedom means the freedom to make a choice. Our last caller, the nurse, she was pointing out, as a libertarian, she doesn't believe that masks should be forced on people, but she wants to persuade people to use masks, even though she did admit that people don't use them right. So, and then she further said that the mask that most people are using is completely ineffectual. So ultimately, what's the point? I just say, you know what, I'd rather have the risks and the consequences that may be associated with those risks in life and have freedom.
Some people think driving a motor vehicle is very dangerous and life-threatening.
Super dangerous. Are you kidding me?
Great. Don't drive one.
Yeah.
Right? It's your choice. I know people who won't drive because they're too afraid to drive a car. Right?
It is way more dangerous. Probably. I mean, you know, the odds if you get into a bad car wreck that you're going to survive are probably a lot lower than you surviving COVID.
But these people certainly aren't out there campaigning for everybody to stop driving.
No. Exactly. Well, let's go on to, because, you know, life without risk to me is not a life worth living.
Yeah. And again, it's about choice. So, you know, Laura, I support your choice to wear a mask.
Absolutely.
You know, you've been trained in, you know, the medical industry for what to do and how to do it. So, and you sound like a reasonable, intelligent person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, please go ahead and proceed as you see fit.
And that's how everybody should. Yes. Just proceed how they see fit. But let's go on here and talk to you with your calls and thoughts. First up, he is Tim in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi there. I love your program, and I love freedom.
Thanks, Tim.
My family fought at Bunker Hill, at Lexington and Concord, and at the Trenton Battle in New Jersey. And I love my freedom that my family gave us. And masks, over the years, I have done a lot of construction work. And you know what happens when you pull your mask off? Right around your nose, there's always black stuff or stuff that got in through the mask. Mm. They never keep everything out. So people have this thing that those masks are really going to help you, but they really don't.
It's all for show.
What's that?
It's all for show. It's a big, kind of like they used to call the TSA security theater, in that it wasn't really catching the bombs and the knives and the guns. But it was there, and it made people think that they were safe.
Yeah.
I feel like the majority of the population is gaslighting everybody else.
Yeah. What I do, I actually just use a regular T-shirt that I have, a cotton T-shirt. I fold it over a few times, wrap around my face if I need to go somewhere where there's a lot of people. And that actually keeps stuff out of your nose. But the thing about it is, I notice people always touching doorknobs, touching, when you go to the post office, they don't care about, they open the door for the mail and everything. And I carry a Clorox hand wipe with me. What I do, I take a Ziploc bag, and I take Clorox wipes and put them in that bag and keep them in my back pocket. So whenever I'm going somewhere, I don't touch everything.
Now, were you a germaphobe prior to COVID?
No. No. But I see people touching everything, and if you keep touching everything they're touching, something's going to spread.
Yeah.
But even at, like, the Tele24s, people just put their fingers on everything. So the Clorox wipes to me helps me. When I open a door, I don't touch the door handle. I just open it with that Clorox wipe.
Yeah.
See, my wife is disabled at home, and I don't want to bring anything home to her.
I see. I get where you're coming from there, Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've never understood the germaphobes. I don't get it. To me, I mean, I guess if your wife
is, I get it, but
you know, if your wife is, like, you know, particularly, I guess, likely to catch something or likely to die if she catches something, I could understand the extra caution. But in my world, it's like, you know what? If I come down with something, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like the best chance of reducing, you know, the spread of this thing happened and it's gone, and there's no longer a best chance, right?
It's over.
And it, you know, even if the government was right about the 2 weeks, right? And everybody locked out. That was the best humankind was going to be able to do, was that first 2 weeks when everybody was freshly afraid of what was going to happen, right? And so a majority of the people complied, and a bunch of businesses shut down, and we destroyed economies around the globe, and that was the best we were going to get. And now the evidence seems to point to that made no difference in the rate of transmission at all.
But it did destroy lives, and it did destroy businesses, and it did destroy freedom.
And families, and there's a huge relationships, cost. And all that kind of stuff. And so now, of course, because that didn't work, the government's reaction is lockdown two.
Times
lockdown
two.
Harder yeah. In 3D.
Son of lockdown. All right, let's go
Bruce
on
Willis
here.
Starring in.
We got Diane. She's in Michigan. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I was motivated to call in because I heard that nurse trying to spread fear among your listeners, and I value Free Talk Live because I don't hear any of that usually with you or your listeners.
Yeah.
And I have had COVID, and I am over 70, and it's not that bad if medical science hasn't wiped out your immune system by giving you their drugs. I advise people that if they're that scared, especially if they're younger than me, and they don't have any, you're not on any medical situations, just try, get it over with. It doesn't last very long. It's not very bad.
Did you have to go to a hospital?
No, this was back in March, and nobody kind of knew anything. And I didn't go to a hospital, but later on when I heard about what the symptoms were, I went, oh, that was definitely what I had. And I got it from a girl who had just gotten back from Thailand, and she was sick in February. And I went, oh, great, 2 weeks, I'm going to get it. And I, just like clockwork, got it in 2 weeks. And it's like I said, I have really bad lungs, too. I have hay fever. And if I wear a mask, I start getting dizzy and like feeling like I'm going to fall over. But it really was not a horrible thing when I was over.
And you're 70 years old.
I'm sorry?
And you said you were 70 years old, not horrible thing.
I'm over
thing.
70.
Yeah. I really appreciate you sharing your experience.
And I'm
anything
not
else?
In that great a shape, but the thing that made me feel best was going to the gym and working out, and then they closed the gym, and it was terrible.
That's one of the worst things. I mean, the whole idea that people are now being told in certain places they're not allowed to walk their dog. That happened in South Australia, for instance, and just all these ridiculous restrictions on people, you know?
Well, it's really I live in Michigan with one of the worst governors in the universe.
The Gretch who stole Christmas.
Who, by the way, has been nominated for Person of the Year by Time Magazine.
No.
Yeah, along with Cuomo. And for 5 months this year, I lived in New York with the other worst governor.
Oh, God.
I didn't live in California except in February. So, but I have to say that if COVID were real, which I don't believe it's really that bad, if it were really terrible, there would be no thousands of homeless people on the streets of New York eating off the sidewalks and pooping in the bushes.
Yeah.
I've seen them, you know, because they don't have anywhere to poop anymore now that, you know, they've closed everything.
Right.
And
it's harder than ever to find an open public restroom.
Yeah.
Very hard. Very hard. And you just, you know, if we all... You know, now in Michigan, now that they've locked down and treated us like babies, they have all these things. Oh, we have a hotline in case you're depressed. Call the state. We'll help you. You know, now that, you know, people, depression is way up, suicides are way up. Now they're gonna talk to you and make you feel better. You know, now they're saying, oh, you should go outside and get some sun. Well, you're not supposed to go anywhere. None of it adds up if you've got a brain.
I'm with you, Diane. Thanks for sharing your experience with us tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you.
Well, she has a point about the homeless, too. I'm still rather well connected to the Seattle area, having lived there for a couple of decades. And you know what I don't hear? Oh, my gosh, every time I walk by, all of the homeless, they're all sick. I don't hear that at all. In fact, Seattle's got a huge homeless situation, and the folks that I know that live there haven't mentioned them at all.
They're still there.
They're still there.
Yeah. Still dirty.
On. They're not wearing masks, et cetera. So
haven't bathed.
Maybe
certainly,
they are. I don't know.
They certainly haven't washed their hands.
No.
There's more coming up here. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Sweetie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Also, thanks to DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. It's cryptocurrency that makes it really easy to run masternodes. If you've ever been interested, you've heard us talk about other cryptos with masternodes in the past. Usually, you got to know a thing or two about running a server to set up a masternode. Not so with Divi. They have made it a step-by-step, few clicks, and you're done kind of process. Get started over at DiviProject.org. You'll need to download their full node software and get that up and rolling, and then it's really just a few clicks from that point. DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Now, you do need to have some Divi in order to run a masternode. Mm-hmm. In order to acquire that, you can either get it at several exchanges or just buy it directly from the Divi team, and they will help you with that. You can catch them on their Telegram channel, which you can easily access through their website, DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. As we continue here, we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Roseanne calling from Salina, Kansas, listening to KINA. Go ahead, Roseanne.
I don't have really good information, but I was the ventilators. They keep talking about using those for treatment, and I suppose that's in the last days. But they were talking about that spring, last spring, and in Italy, and they said that it's not a good treatment for this disease.
I'm sorry, you said that some people said ventilation is not a good treatment for this?
The ventilator.
Yeah, the ventilators. And it was back last spring, and I've heard it, several doctors were talking about it, and then I heard it again this summer, I think from a man from Texas.
Well, one thing's for sure about this, despite all these politicians and media people yelling about the science being settled, doctors do not agree about this. There are some doctors who are totally on the COVID fear bandwagon, but others are saying that this is nowhere near as bad as they are saying it is and that it isn't something to be afraid of. So, you know, which doctors do you believe? I don't know. Whatever one you want.
Yeah, but if you're in the hospital and in a dire situation and they treat you with something that by most doctors, that is not even being, it's like political to talk about ventilators. To me, it seems almost, and I just, I guess you cannot accept it. You don't have to accept being put on a ventilator. But most people don't even know that.
True. Most people go to the hospital because they are looking to get guidance and, you know, be told what the right thing to do is, and they're going to get an opinion from another human being, and that's why they have second opinions, right? Because one opinion may not be the right one, or it may not be the right one for you.
That's okay. You don't need to convince me of anything.
I'm not trying to convince you, Rosie. We're doing a talk show where we actually talk to the audience, you know, primarily. So the whole point of having the conversation isn't as much to convince the caller as it is to have the audience understand what we're trying to say. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dave. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, gentlemen.
Yes, sir, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Interesting conversation. Listen, I'm reporting live from Jackson. As a denizen living under the lead-fisted, heavy-handed, our illustrious, highly esteemed Madam Governor Whitmer, and what do I hear about her? She's going to be a candidate for Times Woman of the Year. I thought that was reserved for Mao Zedong, Kim Jong-un, Putin, and what's his name over there in communist China. What's his desire?
I feel like she hasn't bombed enough people to earn that. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of the Nobel Prize. Sorry, my bad.
No, they've got, there was a list here. I've got, let's see, pulling up on New York Post. Dr. Fauci also in the running, according to the Post here.
Oh, my.
And AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm sorry, it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I just want to correct everybody's pronunciation.
And Andrew Cuomo and others, I'm sure.
At one time in my life, I thought that time, you know, I think they would put astronauts that had landed on the moon on the cover, or the Person of the Year, for the Citizen of the Year?
Boris Johnson is in there. That's the guy from the British government, apparently. The thing is, they don't show you a full list when you go to Time magazine. They show you one person at a time, and then they want you to vote yes or no. And then after you vote three or four times, they want you to register for their website. So it's like you can't really even see the whole list.
It's a trap.
Of course.
Dave, any other comments? Go ahead.
No, I just was going to say that, you know, you talked about the economics. I talked about early on back in March. What is going to be the ripple effect of this thing? And boy, is it.
We don't even have any real idea how deeply this is going to, all these crackdowns are going to strike. I mean, there was a lot of people who lost their businesses earlier this year during the first crackdown, and now they're doing it again. And so those few businesses that were just hanging on by a thread, they're probably going to be going under next. I mean, what portion of businesses will still exist come March? So after a full year of this, I think we're going to be pretty devastated. Thank you, Dave, for the call. I wish I was wrong about that. But I don't think I'm going to be.
Well, folks have been forced to not evict people. If you're a landlord and you have a rental property, you've been forced not to evict people if they don't pay. Mortgage companies have been doing something similar to what you can do with student loans, and they've been granting a forbearance. So if you're, you know, somehow, if that, you know, I don't lose your job or something, you know, and not all mortgage companies are doing this, and not all, you know, it doesn't apply to everybody, but they do something called a forbearance if, you know, you cry to them and be like, or whatever, right? And so at some point, that's all going to come to an end, right?
Sure.
At some point, people are going to start losing their apartments, losing their homes, and then what?
I don't know.
You know, the markets are going to crash like they've never crashed before.
How are the landlords going to pay property taxes? Because if you don't have tenants paying the rent,
right,
and you don't have a huge bank account somewhere, because a lot of more, you know, a lot of landlords, you know, they're not living large.
No.
I mean, it's not a big moneymaker to run real estate, right? Like, you can maybe get some of your bills paid, but you're not going to be, like, raking in the dough.
Yeah, the margins are pretty slim.
Yeah, and especially if something goes wrong at the house, you know, you need to put a new roof on or the heater goes out or whatever. Because, so, you know, some of the money that you're pulling in from your tenants, you better be setting aside in order to pay for those unexpected or expected but questionable,
right,
you know, when it's going to happen kind of repairs that need to occur. But the federal government or the state and local governments, they're not going to give you any kind of cut. They're not going to say, oh, well, we're so sorry, landlords. We know you had a tough time because your tenants haven't been paying this year. But look, we can't lower the taxes, so you got to pay up.
Meanwhile, the stock market continues to go up.
For now.
That just goes to show you how in bed and how crony the banking system is. Because they got their cronies working in all these businesses that prop up the stock market and make it seem as if the economy is great when it's not.
So, 855, 450, free. We still got that barbecue owner. I want to play the video of the news that's, you know, when he got arrested for trying to reopen his barbecue restaurant. We'll share that with you on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed 4 million coronavirus cases for the month of November. There's been an average of more than 170,000 new cases a day as the country has tallied more than 13 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic. November's case total is more than double of last month, with 1.9 million cases recorded in October. Online Black Friday sales hit a new high as the pandemic kept many away from physical stores on the day after Thanksgiving. According to Adobe Analytics, shoppers spent about $9 billion online on Black Friday, breaking the previous record of $7.4 billion set in 2019. Retailers have reported that foot traffic on the day, known as the busiest shopping day of the year, was down by more than half on Friday. Adobe estimates another $10 to $12 billion could be spent on Cyber Monday. This is USA Radio News. Iran has vowed retaliation over the killing of one of its top nuclear scientists. In a statement, President Hassan Rouhani promised an aggressive response to Friday's assassination. Representative John Garamendi says the U.S. needs to be prepared for Iran's response. The California Democrat tells Fox News Iran may try to retaliate diplomatically.
Right now, obviously, we are and we must be prepared for some sort of retaliation. What it will be, my guess is it will be something that will be pinpointed. It might very well be in the diplomatic area, not in the military area. And so we need to be prepared on all of these.
Iran has blamed Israel for the killing with backing from the United States. The recount in Wisconsin's most populous county, requested by President Trump's campaign, wrapped up on Friday with a small gain for former Vice President Joe Biden. After the recount in Milwaukee County, Biden had a net gain of 132 votes. The count in Dane County, the other county Trump's campaign requested, is expected to be finished by Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We got time for you. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, got some, well, it's not really good news, but it is news about a heroic business owner that stood up for himself. His name is Adam, and he owns Adamson Barbecue in Ontario Province in Canada. And the bad news is he's been arrested. The bad news is they've closed his business. But the good news is the reason why he was arrested was because he refused to allow them to close his business.
Yes.
And he went in there and literally broke in to his what he thought was his business. We reported on this a little bit earlier in the show tonight when early this week, I think it was Tuesday, the government goons came in. People were there eating in his business. Now, in Toronto, they have prohibited people from eating inside or I think even outside at restaurants.
Just prohibit them from eating. It's fine.
Los Angeles also, there's a whole story about them cracking down, and they're now prohibiting outdoor eating as well. So, you know, before you think this can't happen here, it absolutely is happening here. It just happens to be this story is from Toronto. And, business owners in the United States are being targeted. They're being fined. We get the gym owners down in New Jersey. They had been locked out of their own business. They broke into their own business. They were arrested, contempt of court, et cetera. So all this stuff will happen near you if business owners have the balls that this guy does.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that's what it's going to take. As we were talking about with the Thoreau quote earlier, that the only place for a just man in an unjust society is in prison. That's literally what it has to take, is that people have to be willing to put it on the line. And this guy is. His name is Adam Skelly. His barbecue restaurant, Adamson Barbecue, in Etobicoke, Canada, in Ontario province. Let me just play this video here from City News Toronto. Now, obviously, you're only going to hear the audio track because we're on the radio, but we'll tell you what's going on as this goes on. This is Tina Yazdani reporting on the scene.
Good evening. It was another chaotic day at Adamson Barbecue in Etobicoke. This is the third day the owner of
Etobicoke.
Adam Skelly vowed to defy lockdown orders and open for indoor dining, but today police changed the locks on him before he could enter, and during the lunch hour, he was arrested.
During the lunch hour? Yeah. Now, you're hearing a lot of crowd noise here, and that's because there's a large number of people outside of this man's restaurant, as what appears to be at least four, if not five, police officers escorting the owner of Adamson Barbecue off of the premises.
I can't tell from here. Are the cops masked? I see a variety
of them are masked.
I see a variety of masked and unmasked in this shot.
All of the police are masked in this case.
Surrounded by his supporters, there was a big smile on Adam Skelly's face as he was handcuffed and taken away by police. A scuffle breaking out after one of Skelly's supporters attempted to push police off of him.
Nice.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if only all of his supporters would just sort of jump in and pull these other human beings off of him.
Wouldn't that be interesting? You know, that's something that I know our co-host Nobody has been talking about, is having a group of, like, cell 411 people who can respond to a call of the police harassing somebody, and then just ending that situation. Not by killing the cops, but by just stopping them.
Yeah. Well, and they used to do that back in the day when the tax man would cometh and try and take somebody's property from a community. The rest of the community would just prevent it from happening.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? Unfortunately, again, it's scary, right? Like, those cops could shoot you. They could kill you. I mean, there are risks.
There's
involved.
Less of them than there are of everybody else.
That's true. But, yeah, if a humongous crowd came up to the police and, you know, physically removed them from arresting this guy, it would have been interesting. But in this case, it was just one dude.
That supporter was the second man arrested here today. Here's the moment that led to Skelly's arrest.
Is kicking in.
Go, Adam, go!
Pushing past police, he broke into the restaurant and damaged the locks.
Let's go, Adam!
So he gets into his restaurant, and the news story that I read said that the police had, like, let him in one door, like, in the back to get something. Like, he had some sort of reason, or for whatever reason, they sort of let him in the back end of the place. Maybe it was into the freezer or the kitchen or something like that. And then he literally kicks in an inside wall, gets himself back into the service area of the restaurant, and then proceeds to kick down the front door from the inside, busts through this front door and into the crowd of people that is outside of the front door, and of course there's an officer standing right by the front door.
Let's go!
At this point, officers could take him in for trespassing.
On his own
restaurant. His own business.
Trespassing.
After the owner of Adamson Barbecue was taken away, the crowd grew even larger.
Right, so now, this reminds me of, you know, you were talking about, Captain, of, like, kind of standing in the way and pulling somebody away from the police. Now, in Keene, a decade ago, during the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree days, victimlesscrimespree.com, you can watch the movie there. It's a documentary film, and it's fantastic. I did stand in front of a police cruiser, and our co-host Nobody and a couple of other activists in the Keene area, we stood in front of and behind, so four of us, to prohibit the cruiser from taking the person they were arresting off of the premises. They'd already arrested her, and, you know, we weren't going to physically stop the police by attacking them with, you know, touching them.
Yeah.
But the idea was to make their life more difficult, to make their job more difficult.
Get in the way.
Right. If we had a crowd of people, now, in our case, we knew we were going to be arrested for this, and there were other officers on hand who did that, and it didn't delay them for very long.
Right.
But if we had this number of people. I mean, there's hundreds of people out in front of this restaurant. Those people could have surrounded that police cruiser, and they never would have been able to go anywhere if they'd wanted to. So there are definitely things that large numbers of people can do that are entirely peaceful.
Yes, nonviolent.
Right, that can completely flummox the police's plans.
Supporters with anti-mask and anti-lockdown sentiments yelling absurdities like, the pandemic isn't real.
The media is not.
Nice editorializing there by this news reporter.
Yeah.
On a stage set up with loudspeakers in the parking lot. A far cry from simply supporting a small business.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that people think that they're making this kind of stuff up. It's just really sad to see, and I mean, this is Canada.
So they interview the one guy who's there who is against the protest. They don't talk to any of the supporters. Going on.
He arrived early this morning to change the locks on the doors after Skelly vowed to reopen to indoor dining for the third day.
Wow.
The nine charges he was already facing didn't deter him. They include...
They've got footage here of the cops in the middle of the night getting inside this business and changing the locks.
Violating indoor dining rules, holding illegal gatherings, and operating a business without a license.
He's facing multiple charges. Did you hear that? I mean, I've been pausing it a lot here. I'm going to jump it back a little bit.
Facing didn't deter him. They include violating indoor dining rules, holding illegal gatherings, and operating a business without a license.
Those are just three. He initially had faced nine different charges, and that was, I believe, before he came to break back into his business.
Right.
So that's the level of dedication that if business owners, if 5% of business owners have that level of dedication to their craft, to serving their customers, because they obviously want to eat there. They're hungry. They're surrounding this place. Like, we want barbecue.
But, barbecue is delicious.
I know, man.
Did you see the people in there that were wearing no masks with children and so forth? It's got to be close today. You can be sure of that.
And it was all day, despite efforts to get inside.
Pretty much the story. The rest of the story, they interview other local business owners, and they are way less, let's say, pushy, way less determined than this particular guy.
It's a sad state of affairs when government agents can come in and shut down your business for, well, doing business.
That's the way it is, though. And there is some good news. As I said, a GoFundMe campaign has raised more than $250,000, and the original goal for the campaign was $10,000.
Nice.
So it's blown through that. We'll get back to this story. There's a little bit more to share. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But, of course, Walmart is open.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. You can
McDonald's is open.
You can go in there. Hundreds of people. No issue. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a heroic owner of Adamson Barbecue in Etobicoke. It looks like Etobicoke.
It's like I told you so, but it's Etobicoke.
In the Toronto area, Toronto Sun reporting. So we've just sort of been trying to catch you up on this. We haven't covered this guy at all over the last week, but I've been watching as this has been developing, and it's been interesting throughout the entire thing. So we've been just kind of covering this throughout the show here tonight. Initially, government gangsters came into his business while he was open in defiance of the Toronto government goons telling him not to, they don't allow anybody to indoor dine, apparently, in Toronto, as many cities in the United States are doing now. But this guy was like, you know what? My customers are hungry. They want to eat inside. I want to let them. So he opened up. They came in. There were hundreds of people that were supporting him in this. And the cops came in. They looked around. They left. And then they came back and they charged him with various different so-called crimes for running his business.
Well, and people feel like, oh, well, that happened over there. Well, you know, over there is just kind of over here, right? It's still your neighbor. It's still a fellow human being. It's still somebody else on this planet who is really harming no other person, right? He's not damaging anybody's property. He's not damaging any other human being, right?
Oh, but people could get sick, Captain.
From eating delicious barbecue, yes.
It could be the last meal you ever have.
People could get sick eating the, you know, canned goods off the shelf at Walmart just as easily.
They sure could. A GoFundMe campaign now is boasting, as I mentioned, over $250,000, and that's great news. Quote, Adam and his family will sleep better tonight because of your generosity, said the organizer of the fundraiser, but they face a tough road ahead in battling government, so keep that support coming. This is going to be one hell of a fight. Monumental. From Premier Doug Ford to Mayor John Tory. Doug Ford, now, longtime listeners will remember his brother, Rob Ford, the former mayor of Toronto, was caught smoking crack cocaine on video several years ago before he ended up dying of a heart attack or something like that. He was severely overweight, crack smoking kills. Crack. Now his brother is the mayor, apparently, and or the premier, whatever the hell yeah. that is. And then there's a mayor, it's a different role. Skelly is not up there. Sorry, this is Adam Skelly, is the owner's name. He is up against not just the system that has decided the best way to fight COVID-19 is to lock down Toronto, but the city and province's most powerful politicians as well. His barbecue revolt odyssey began when he offered in-restaurant dining at his Queen Elizabeth Boulevard restaurant Tuesday and reached maximum attention Thursday with a dozen police surrounding the business and hundreds of protesters. It'll be interesting to add up the taxpayers' bill for the dozens of police officers on the scene and a dozen police horses. Meanwhile, Skelly spent the night in a jail cell in Toronto Police's 11 Division after being charged with obstructing justice, trespassing, and other counts related to his decision to enter his restaurant that had its locks changed by the order of the city health statutes. And this was after he'd already been charged with other things before being arrested coming back in his restaurant.
Right.
Skelly, who has at least two other locations in the GTA, I think that's Greater Toronto Area, has been very public in his defiance of the latest 28-day provincial lockdown order to help curb the current spike of COVID-19. He said on Thursday, quote, I didn't think of these, if these lockdowns continued, my restaurant would survive the winter, and I'm hoping I can help encourage other small businesses facing the same fate to stand up as well.
Yes, bravo.
Bravo, sir. That is, I think, amazing. And unfortunately, that's what it's going to come down to. Because as we've been covering over and over again, business owners, they didn't get into business to do activism.
Right.
But if it comes to you losing your business, you better do it.
Yeah.
Because you at that point, have nothing else to lose. If they're going to kill your business, as he says, he didn't think his business could make it through the winter. So this was his last-ditch attempt to serve his customers and make a statement and make a stand. He didn't think he was going to survive the winter. So that means your entire investment, and it is not cheap to start a restaurant, right?
No,
you
got
to jump through
all
the government hoops, get your vent hood installed, the $200,000 system, and all this stuff, right? All these regulations.
Got to bribe your inspector. Right. Pay the inspectors.
All that money down the drain. It's all gone because you didn't stand up and try something. Well, are they going to put you in jail? Yeah, they probably will. But you're going to be losing your business anyway. So what does it make a difference whether you're sitting in a jail cell or not?
Well, and
how are you going to pay your rent if you lose your business?
I really like that the patrons, his customers, were there.
Yes, they backed him.
Now, I mean, they could have backed him a little harder, in my opinion, but whatever.
It's something.
The fact that they were there and they were backing him,
yep.
I mean, some of this is going to fall on the customers of these businesses. These businesses,
yeah.
when they are threatened by these goons with guns.
They can't do it alone. They need your
help.
They
can't do it alone. They're going to need your help. So, you know, if there's a place that you like to shop, or you used to like to shop because you don't go there anymore because they're closed or whatever, but if there's a place that does something like this, it's on you as a customer of this place to go out and support that person's business.
And be able to do it at a moment's notice as well, because, you know, if you can. And, of course, a lot of people are out of work anyway, so you got time.
Yeah.
He's got legal battles on this front ahead, but first he has to get out of jail, and that effort is starting with securing a lawyer for his bail hearing, which apparently, I believe he made. Shelley did have a high-profile and highly skilled attorneys on site for 2 days offering legal advice that he ultimately didn't take. Neither lawyer has been retained and are not involved with the process going forward. Sources say Kelly has consulted with other counsel, and perhaps at his court appearance, one will be presented as his actual lawyer. Well, the problem with lawyers is they all have an allegiance to the court.
They do.
So a lot of lawyers are going to tell you, oh, well, you know, you don't want to fight this like that. You want to make sure you do what you're told and jump through and, you know, dot all your I's and cross all your T's. But that's not going to work now. If he doesn't have time to pull together legal representation in time for his bail hearing, which was apparently yesterday, in light of the fact so many others charged before the courts are being released because of COVID-19 concerns, it would be appropriate practice for him not to be held for the weekend and reunite him with his family, including his 3-year-old son. But the court will decide. Skelly is not charged with violence, and there will be legal arguments ahead over whether or not he had charter rights to enter his own property or the validity of the emergency order itself. There could be interesting, groundbreaking legal arguments ahead. One thing he does have is a large fund from donors to help with that cause. And again, that's over $250,000 right now at the GoFundMe. According to one of the, I don't know if it was the attorney, quote, after a discussion with Adam's lovely wife tonight, he has been listed as a beneficiary on the withdrawal portion of this campaign. Once he accepts the invitation, he will have to complete and exclusive access to the funds and to the full donor list. So that's actually good, right? Because not only does he have the money, but he's also got a list of all the people that gave him that money. So in addition to his already fanatical following, he can be garnering a real movement here.
Well, and I'm a bit heartened mm-hmm. by the outpouring of the donations. That tells me that there are a lot of people who would support this guy, but also they're afraid to put themselves in the way in between him and these thugs.
And they may or may not be in Toronto. I mean, you know, these GoFundMes can be funded from anywhere.
Yes.
You got a credit card you can throw in too. If you want. But this is also something that business owners need to take to heart as well. Now, there's no guarantee that if you stand up that you'll have the same results.
Right.
You know, like one of the local business owners was, I was telling him about the owner of the salon in Dallas early on back in like March or April or whatever.
Yeah.
She got like $500,000 in her fundraiser. Now, she's a pretty blonde lady.
Right.
So, you know, are we going to do as well as she does? Or, you know, is an old guy going to do as well as she? Probably not.
Right.
But then again, this guy isn't the most handsome bloke in the world, and he's got half a, you know, or quarter of $1 million.
It's really all about whether or not it goes viral, like this one obviously did.
And it may not. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, the news media doesn't have any obligation to report on these people. And they can, if they don't want to report on it, then they won't. Like we were talking about the governor's protest last week. Only one news agency in New Hampshire reported on it. Now, AP picked up on it later, but they didn't have a reporter on the scene.
I'm trying to remember the quote. I'm going to paraphrase. Journalism is what they don't want you to print or don't want you to hear. Everything else is just propaganda.
Journalism is what they don't want you to hear?
Yeah, real journalism.
Oh, meaning that we don't see that.
Right.
I see.
Not, we don't see enough of real journalism. Right. What we see is propaganda.
Yeah. So that's the Adams and Barbecue story as we know it right now. If this continues to develop, I hope that we will hear about it and we will tell you about it. And any other business owners that you know of that are making a stand, in fact, I know the owner of Fakim Raid, who is the one business owner here in the Keene area that's making a stand, one of the few in New Hampshire that is making a stand. She is actually going to, from what I understand, she's going to the governor's protest.
Well, and they've got a bit of a history, too, of fighting. They had to fight to keep their name as a business when they opened, so because they're a bunch of, well,
Nazis.
That's another story.
Out of time for tonight. Check out Captain Kickass over at his website, lordkickass.com, where you can hear his latest parody song.
It's true.
Which is called
Wear the Face Diaper.
Enjoy that, and we will have you enjoy
your
weekend. The Captain will be back to head up tomorrow night's show on Sunday night, so join him then online. In the meantime, we'll be at freetalklive.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dickie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dogs. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.